Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Christopher Bruce, and I'll be your host this evening, Monday evening, and Tuesday evening. I am the author of America's Deadly Sins. What else? A blog about what is wrong with our country, what we might be able to do to fix it if we got the time, and what will happen to us if we ignore our problems and keep our heads firmly buried right up our keisters. Whether you're aware of it or not, our issues as a currently free and sovereign nation are seriously in peril of being lost to us forever, a lot sooner than some might expect. We got a good show for you tonight. Well, this is calling anonymous. We scheduled this show before, but my guest wasn't able to make it, and I had to wing it solo, which didn't turn out too badly. Today, however, we are rescheduling, and Marnie, the founder of Anonymous Warriors Set and the group Anonymous Warriors, will be in the house and will tell us what her faction does for America and around the world. Don't miss out. Well, you're not, because you're here. Okay, now I'm going to tell you, today I'm going to do, believe it or not, a good rant. Can you believe it? I don't have anything to bitch about today. You know why? You're going to like this one. All right. Now listen up. You guys remember the plan. Well, gee, how could you not? God only knows I only beat it into your head like 50 million days in a row. But essentially the plan is to push the buttons of Moral America and get these people over to my blog, get them to read the truth. And for you guys that are not aware of this, if you do a Google search for America's Deadly Sins, you'll find my blog on Blogspot. The post is called The Whole Ball of Wax. And basically what I've done here is I have begun telling America the entire truth. Okay? The whole truth and nothing but the truth, which is what I'm famous for, brutally or otherwise. Now, I'm going to tell you, I sent them all a letter. I've been sending letters to the churches all over Iowa to start with. And I'm trying to get other people in on this plan, but nobody seems to want to jump in. You know, it's too much frickin' work to sit behind your keyboard and type a few things, okay? Big frickin' deal, all right? Now I'm going to tell you that there were a couple of papers that have been following me all this time, a couple of news reporters. And I sent them a little letter that said, hey, look, you guys need to start reporting this crap. Well, of course, they ignored me, as usual, and have been for months. And I got this little idea. And I sent him a little letter saying, hey, look, you know, you guys don't realize just how much readership I have here. And not only that, but I'm punching the buttons of Immoral America and driving them to this site. So I said, tell you what, I'm going to give you 24 hours. You don't contact me for a story in 24 hours, I'm going to post your bullshit on the blog for everybody to see. All right? So here, when you first get here to this article, it says, and I quote, and I can do that. Note, for you Iowa visitors, this story, as well as many more that will appear here from the state of Iowa, has been ignored and refused to be reported by two reporters that have been following it for some time. Reporter the first, Michael Crum, Ames Tribune, and I put his address, his phone number, fax number, personal position, and also email. And then I said, I should also mention here that no news station or paper in Iowa is willing to print or report on these and other stories, in particular the Des Moines Register, KCCI, Channel 5 in Ames. Special consideration is given to those at WHO-TV, Channel 13 News of Des Moines, Iowa. Rod Peterson, news director, who was contacted by this author on his podcast and asked to report another mother's hell in dealing with CPS in Iowa. His station has been emailed several times over the period of my own case, and I have been duly ignored. And I put their contact information. Now, I'm going to tell you that somebody else's contact information used to be up here. And I wrote him a little letter and said, hey, by the way, you might want to look at the blog. And he goes over and looks at the blog. And I want to tell you, folks, this man opened, remember, I have an email program that tells me this, opened my email to read the blog 55 times. All of a sudden, he's real interested in doing the story. Imagine that. And at one point, I poked at him and I said, so, what's the deal, man? You've opened it up 55 times. You going to do something or what? He goes, well, I'm looking, ain't I? And yet you post my information. I said, consider it down, buddy. I took it down. I'm going to do this with every news station and every paper in this state until everybody wakes the hell up and reports this crap. Ugh, man. And TV just really pisses me off. I just want to... But either here or there, I'm going to be right and calm. I'm just going to twist their arm a little bit, see what happens. Huh? And then, guys, when we make this work for my, and I'm talking about the CPS people, and you know who I'm talking about, okay? Most of you have are aware of them, if nothing else. But I'm going to tell you that once I'm done with them, I'm going to get to work on the rest of the country. And not just in the CPS aspect. I mean in the patriotic aspect. These people need to hear the truth. They need to know the truth. They need to see it. They need to see a pile of garbage that's so big and awful and smelly that they can't turn their head away from it. I'm going to rub their face in it until they just can't stand it anymore, and they're going to have to get up and do something. So I'll tell you what, you moralistically driven people out there, get up out of your pew and do something about it, or we're going to end up losing our freedom, our country, and I know it's going to be hard to believe, but our world, too. Joining us today is Marnie. Now, for those of you who know this woman, she is a warrior of a higher order, but we're not going to even go that route. We're just going to bring her on the air. So, let's see. I think she's... Oh, by the way, if you would like to call in today and talk to somebody, me or... like you talk to me, but this woman is definitely worth talking to. 347-850-13. Oh, okay, I know. You didn't get the pen yet. 347-850-1243. Call in, and when you get here, press the number 1 on your phone. That lets me know that you don't want to listen. You want to talk, okay? And in the meantime, we've got Marnie on the air, and she didn't even know it. Hi, Marnie.
Hi, Christopher. How are you today?
Oh, you don't want to know that, do you? You got a chair in an hour? Or... oh, okay.
Well, first
never
of all,
mind.
I would like to take the time to thank you for putting yourself out there, face first. I get questioned a lot about why. Right. Pardon me?
I said that's about right. Facebook.
Yeah, I I'm questioned a lot within my community about why I work without my mask on, which I think a lot of people need to realize there are so many aspects of what we do that you can't hide behind that mask. Otherwise, you're not taken seriously. And I do know what it is to be a public personality and put myself out there and in arm's reach, the same as you are. And I'd like to take the time to thank you for doing what it is that you do.
Whatever that is. Yes, thank you very much, Marnie. go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone and let them know what it is you are, what it is you do, how you do it, where you do it, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I've started a sect from the group Anons, Anonymous is the Anonymous Warriors, Anonymous being M-I-S-S, Miss Warriors. And what began all of this was the need for education in the realm of cyber stalking. It was a new crime that was being committed nationwide, worldwide. Law enforcement had little knowledge in regards to how to deal with it, how it was coming about, the effects that it had on the people that were victimized by it and their children. And it's just taken off from there. Right now, I have 3,000 followers, and I have a great group of people that are doing extraordinary things. There's a gentleman, Eric Allen Griff, I've been dealing with and working with, and has taken interest in my own personal case.
By the way, Mr. Griff is in the chat room tonight, so you can just kind of wave at him. Go ahead.
Oh, hello there. Hello there, Eric. Love ya. Yeah, he's an Anonymous brother. He's been very involved in my own personal situation, and we've managed to stay in contact. I've got a great group of people that I deal with worldwide, not just in the U.S. One of the things that myself and Eric Allen Griff had discussed was the opening of the language gap between us and other countries, such as Europe. There's one Anon sister, Susan, is the most that I'll name. Her and I, we work together on her English skills. She speaks fluent German. I have another wonderful Anon brother, my internet partner. He does a lot of work and efforts towards child pornography on the internet and has been involved in shutting down a lot of child pornography sites. I'd like to also take the time to shout out to Elizabeth Norman. She's a part of my group, and she does phenomenal work in regards to animal activism. And also I'd like to give some love here to Angie Childs. She's been through a lot. Her issues that's brought her to us, I'm grateful to have her. She's one of my Anon sisters that you gotta beat her to beg for help. She's come to the front. She's helping others. She's involving herself, and yet she asks for nothing. And I've got a great deal of respect and concern for this wonderful, wonderful woman. And I'd like to open up to explain a few different sects of the Anon group. A lot of people don't understand. We are all involved, which is usually driven by our own personal issues and situations. Some are involved in government. They would be the blood sect. The wolf sect, they work on pedophilia cases and internet porn, child pornography. And then we have also the ghost sect. And what they do is there are internet warriors. They help people that are being stalked and with different situations.
I got a question for you, if you don't mind, Marnie.
Sure.
I wanted to ask about the anti-bliss sect. Can you tell me about that one?
the anti-bliss sect. I'm not certain.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. I can ask other people. I just figured as long as you were rattling off definitions, I didn't even know half of those. So I'm glad you said something about that.
Yeah, we all work in our different avenues. A lot of it is motivation brought on by our own situations and our own experiences. But anonymous is not, they're activists. They're not strictly hackers. They're not strictly anything. Like I said, we have Elizabeth, who works with animal activism and does phenomenal things. She is at it every single day. I work with child cases. I've become the voice of women and children that have lost their lives to violence, and I fight for harder prosecutions of the perpetrators that have brought about their demise. We all have our different avenues. One of the reasons that I work without my mask is because it's difficult to get your point across in court with it. You know, I'm a public personality, and I need to be out there. The cases that I work on has a lot to do with women and children that are being stalked. These women are running for their lives. They're running with their children, and they're in fear of their children's lives. They try to run. They try to hide. They try to hide these babies. And what I'm trying to show right now is there is no, nothing's going to come from this. You need to stand up. You need to show yourself. You need to speak out loud. And you need to tell your story.
Would you mind terribly if I read something to the American public? If it's really short, it's something I wrote for Anonymous, if you don't mind.
No, please do.
Okay. Basically, this is a section out of the entire ball of wax, and I wrote this for the purpose of explaining to people what Anonymous is, why you don't need to be afraid of them, et cetera. You're driving through downtown Atlanta, and you see a group of people standing around waving signs. As you near them, you see they're all wearing white masks with the visage of a smiling gentleman. Instantly, you feel a small fear. You've seen those masks before. Where? Oh, yeah, you remember now. Anonymous, the hacker group. Heck with that. And you drive by quickly, hoping the red light doesn't catch you. It's time we dispel the myth of this organized hacker group, per se. Folks, Anonymous isn't a group. It isn't a bunch of terrorists behind the keyboards of the world. They don't have bombs, they don't have hate, and they don't spout lies. Anonymous isn't an organization, my friends. It's an ideal. Please, if you will, watch the movie V for Vendetta. This would be a movie that inspired the world to be today's Anonymous. Yes, Facebook has spawned a new face for Anonymous as well. Some of it, not so good. But the majority of Anonymous is about peace. It's about love. Most of all, Anonymous is about the truth. Truth in a world of lies, in a world of hate, in a world of sin. Please do not hate Anonymous. Anonymous is your neighbor. It's your friend. It could be your grocer, your senator, your policeman, or your own child. To hate or fear Anonymous is to fear the truth, to fear companionship. To fear Anonymous may even be to fear yourself. The governments of this world have inadvertently created this group of truth tellers. It has targeted the truth for many a decade, forcing them to wear the mask in order not to be targeted themselves. Do not fear them. The truth may be found in their words. Seek it, embrace it, live it, learn it. It may just save your life. It may just save our world. There you go.
Thank you, Christopher. I appreciate that.
I, by the way, am the anonymous anon, if you will. I couldn't even say that. Unanonymous anon. I basically do not wear a mask. My job is to bring the truth. I am a harbinger for America. That's my job.
Yes, and exactly. And that's what I'm trying and attempting to do, is to create a forum in which people can turn, they can announce and ask for help. There's a following in a group of people that are familiar with one another and their individual assets that they bring. And I am a networker of people. people involved in Anonymous. I can direct people with different issues and put them in the right hands, some of which I've turned to you, as a matter of fact, in regards to needs and help with different things. And so it's been wonderful. It's given me an opportunity to expand the work that I do into all other realms and be involved and know what's going on with other sects and what's going on with people around the world.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Well, do you have any questions, Christopher?
Oh, well, do I have questions? I usually ask those questions when, I ask those questions when I get the chance. Let's see, we've got, somebody that says they work anonymously. I like that. Folks, I've got to tell you that when I first got here, I didn't even know what these people were. And they didn't scare me at all, because few people do. And, you know, I started talking to a few of them, and most of them are really pretty decent people. And what really amazed me was that there was, certain of you that were very wise and very, well, Solomon-like. I don't know. I mean, I just couldn't put it any other way. They were very good at handling, defusing certain situations, and definitely very good at just letting people know what was going on and getting in the middle of arguments and settling both parties down. And, I mean, these good people are just really good people. And I've met a lot of kids that are doing this too, and it really surprised me, because I'd be talking to one for hours and then realize it was a 14-year-old. I was like, oh my god, but here's a kid who, his mother committed suicide 8 years ago, and his father's been in jail ever since, and this kid has nobody, and this is what he does. And it The face of Anonymous could be anyone, and you don't even know half the time.
And there are Anonymous members that provide phone numbers for people considering suicide to have a place to call. We're hands out to anyone that needs anything for any reason. I get phone calls about child custody. I get phone calls about a lot of different issues. The branches are at extreme. And my network of people, I'm able to put these people in need in the hands of the people that can actually inform them, teach them, and give them help. We do have a lot of problems with the youth that's coming into Anonymous. You have the old realm of Anonymous and the new version of Anonymous. Some want to take on the name and wear the mask, and they can be rude and tend to power trip on this idea. The situation with that is what we all need to remember is we are coming from a place of good and only wanting to better. So what we need to do is we need to educate and make it understood. Yes, we do have an image to uphold, and you cannot fight with one another and ever move forward. That just doesn't happen. This young man that you spoke of, it's like I've said, it's our own personal issues and our own personal pains that drive us to make these changes in the world and for other people. And I commend the young man. I hope that I have an opportunity in the near future to work with him in all that he'd like to achieve. I appreciate that.
No problem.
One of the greatest things, Eric Allen Griffin, I have to mention him again. One of the greatest things is it's always great to see multi-nation efforts come together, progress in spite of boundaries. And that is one of Eric's sayings, and I had to put that out there. It is exactly what it is. We are humanity. We are the Earth's people. We are of no nationality, no race, no religion. We are just here for the better. And that's all that we want to provide. So really, other than that, it's amazing that Anonymous has been deemed terrorist. I can understand people that are uninformed fear what they don't understand. The best means of making that change and making this difference and being understood is by standing out, standing up, and educating the people, which is exactly what I'm trying to do.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay. And something else that I feel needs to be explained better, and if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to go ahead and ask you about this and let you decide to explain. Can you explain the ops to people? A lot of people see these. They happen into them every once in a while, and they don't really understand what these are all about. And I do have some information on that if you want me to read about some of that. But that's up to you.
Yeah, if you could please, and then I'll go ahead and fill in.
Absolutely. It'll just take me a second here. All right. Basically, what I'm doing here, let's see. Ah, this is the one I wanted to get to. 8 anonymous campaigns that you may like to know about. There are a few campaigns for which Anonymous Hacker Collective is known for, but the group is also engaged in many, many, many more other operations, some of which are quite interesting and surely deserve some of your attention. We all know about Op ISIS, Op Paris, Op Monsanto, Op Wales, Op Killing Bay, Op KKK, and even about the newer Op Trump, launched only a few days ago. But after doing a little bit of searching, we now present to you some interesting operations that Anonymous has underway, some of which we are sure that you may have never heard of. One is Operation Safe Winter. Op Safe Winter is a campaign aimed at raising awareness of the high number of people living on the streets and the dangers they are in during each winter. The campaign started last year, but the group is dedicated to keep it running this year as well. Operation Cheetah Trade. The name speaks for itself. This campaign is brand new and revolves around the fact that Middle East countries refuse to follow international laws and selling cheetah cubs online is still allowed there. Now, this is the kind of DDoS attack for which I would have no problem giving my notebook away and having it added to the Anonymous botnet. Operation Death Eaters. Some Anonymous members have infiltrated online communities for pedophiles on the dark web and are planning to find and dox the people participating in these kind of sites. Operation Innocence Peshawar. This operation is planned for December 16, 2015, on the one-year anniversary of the Peshawar mass killing, when Islamic extremists executed 132 children in a school in Peshawar. There are no DDoS attacks currently planned, with the Hacker Collective only talking to social media with messages of support. Operation Footage. Anonymous is instructing members to save all audio, video, and image evidence that ISIS posts online and then direct it to the proper authorities so that they might be able to catalog the people involved and bring them to justice if the war ever ends. The campaign was started to list ISIS members that have committed serious crimes like mass murders or public executions. Operation Cheriton. This is a new campaign that has not yet started, but some Anonymous members have pledged support. It revolves around the child and youth care workers in various countries that have taken children away from families without any valid evidence. This is one I'm interested in. This is a known problem that and has happened numerous times to immigrant families who have moved in developed countries. Op Cheriton seems to be an evolution from the older Anonymous campaign called Op Youth Care. And there is also, by the way, for those of you that have caught on to what I'm getting toward here, there is also Op Expose CPS, which is a very big operation on Facebook. You might want to look that one up. Operation Refugee Outreach. This campaign is similar to Operation Safe Winter, only it targets refugees of all kinds. It's more of a social media campaign rather than a cyber war. Operation Free Waters is the last one. The Free Waters campaign is related to a dam that's currently being built on the Nile in Egypt's Nubia region. This campaign is similar to Op Monsanto because the group will be taking arms against a corporation that's not willing to back down from a multi-million dollar investment. Anonymous statements are available on Ghostbin. We have updated the information about... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That was kind of silly. Okay. So anyway, that gives you a little bit of an idea on ops.
Well, Christopher, I have to say, wow. Wow. Thank you for putting out there all of our concerns as a whole. I have to say, one of the things that you had mentioned is Operation Safe Winter. I had mentioned my Anon mister and Anon brother that I love dearly, Dion Wilson. He's been working on that. And right now they're out there, and he has been for days now on end, building shelters for the homeless. And I'm sure a lot of the refugees, they're providing meals, blankets, anything and everything that they can. We've got some of the greatest people, and we'd like to see more people become a part of our idea and work together with us. It's amazing the changes that have been made and the concerns that people have and the greatness. We're truly reaching worldwide and making a difference. And I'm so very proud of my Anon family. And this is why I stand up and I speak and promote and try to educate the people on who they are, what we are, and what we stand for.
Yep, I agree. By the way, I wanted to mention this because this site seems to carry almost all the Anon stories that are out there. This is softpedia.com, and if you put in news.softpedia.com/news/anonymous, it will come up with every story that's out in the world right now about Anonymous.
Yeah, and you know, I wish I had more time to invest in those things. I am so busy, and my phone is constantly blowing up, and I'm like, time is so consumed, which is one of the reasons that I was unable to do the show the last time we were scheduled.
Oh, that's all right.
So
I forgive you, Marty. I forgive you.
Yeah, I know. I need to lock myself in my office for a day and spend all day reading.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and call out the we've only been at this about a half an hour, believe it or not. We've probably pushed more information into that half hour than most people do in 2 hours. I'm going to say we've got a guest call-in number. If you'd like to call in tonight and talk to either me or this gorgeous woman over here, 347-850-1243. Just forget about me, the gorgeous woman over here. 347-850-1243. If you'd like to talk to somebody tonight, call in and press the number 1 when you get here. That way we know that you want to talk and not just listen. Okay. Anything else you'd like to throw in?
You know, right now my biggest concern for the America, for the United States, is the fact that what a lot of people don't realize in the U.S., when they tend to think of human trafficking, they tend to think of women and children from other countries. What has gone unrealized, and what I focus so much of my time and effort on, is the fact that women and children in the United States are being human trafficked by nationwide groups of men here located in the United States. It's been my fight, my plight, and my cause for the beginning of all the work that I have started and done. I have... one of my greatest lessons in survival is by extending the information that I've accumulated and the knowledge that I have, even though I'm still dealing with my own personal situation today, is by helping out, reaching out and helping others to understand, to find a means, and to get that help that they need. What these men do is they come at women in the United States and they circle you. They will cost you your job. They will cost you your home. They will cost you your children. And then the one that wants to be the hero, the one that wants to win you, comes up to save you from all of these catastrophes. What is going unbeknownst to so many women that don't even realize this is happening to them is this man, this hero, this is the gentleman behind all of it that has organized her demise so that he can come and save her. I've been under extreme scrutiny for the exposure of these people and how they go about what it is that they do. 2 years ago, I had my home burned down. My life is constantly threatened by strangers every time I step out of my house. And I'm really putting myself out there. It's been another reason that I really truly can't afford to speak from behind the mask. People need to hear my story. Women that can't understand what are happening to them, they need to be informed. It's not a cool anonymous photo or a mask or anyone. I need to be out. I need to be available. I need to be there. I need to be seen. I need to counsel. I need to teach. And I need to give these women, another woman, a strength, a safe place to understand and know that the only thing that is going to make this become a known act of crime is to stand up and speak about it. Running for your life, running for your children's lives, trying to hide, hoping that they'll stop, go away, it's not going to. And our only means of defense is to stand up and fight out loud. Another reason that I've become such a public figure is because I have a large following that expects to hear from me. They know that I'm going to be out there, I'm going to be speaking, and they can see me and view me. If I suddenly are no longer fighting my cause and fighting the cause of others and just disappear, that kind of is my only protection against the threats that are posed on me for exposing the truth on what's happening to the women and the children in the United States.
I'm glad you said that, Marnie, because I want everyone to know that this is the same. This applies to me as well, okay? I put myself out here every day, and I want to tell you there's some people that are not going to be happy with me, and they're not going to be happy with what I'm doing. And I'm going to tell you that when I get finished with the ball of wax, I'm going to tell you folks, there's going to be a lot of pissed off people out there that are going to really be mad at me because I'm going to put the story out. Then when I get the story all out on one day, I am going to do nothing but post the paperwork that backs it all up. And I want to tell you what, when that goes out, you can almost bet that blog is probably going to go down. Okay. But doesn't matter to me because I've got the whole damn thing backed up and I'll just make a few more new blogs, okay? So just do whatever you got to do. Doesn't matter. You're not going to stop me. You're not going to shut the truth up. And, of course, as usual, I have reissued and issued affidavits of truth probably all over this country, 50 of them. And if anything happens to me, everybody knows. If the blog doesn't change, if I don't do my show, you know to call and start bugging people. Anyway, what? I'm sorry?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm questioned so often by anonymous members that work from behind their masks. I understand why they do what they do. I appreciate what it is that they do. But I have been under scrutiny for my positioning and why I choose to work without my mask. And it needs to be known that some of us are, we are putting our lives in arm's reach. I would be one of them. And it is a necessity. We need to be known. We need to be seen. And we can't reach the people that need us, nor can we provide the information or the help if we're not a person that they feel safe to turn to. And unfortunately,
right.
The mask may protect the man, but it does not protect the issues that are at hand.
Right.
And
right.
the need that we have to be public figures. I help people learn and understand what Anonymous is, and I have full respect for the people that they're doing the same thing I am. As well as I am out there without my mask due to necessity, they're behind theirs due to the same necessity, and I respect that. What I don't respect is the questioning of and the lack of understanding of why I must take the stance that I do and in front of the media as I do it. It's hard to be questioned by the people that you're fighting for and fighting with.
Right. And I have two more things to say on that. Number one, I have an additional reason why I don't wear the mask, and I want to make this very clear. I want the bastards to know who's coming for them. Okay, that's one of them. Okay. And the other one...
Oh, I'm holding hands with you there, yeah.
I mean, I don't have any fear where these people are concerned. I really don't. I mean, the FBI has been hooked up to my computer for 4 months. I have programs galore that tell me all this. So, guys, deny it all you like to. You know, when I remember when I called, first I thought, you know, I'll eliminate the ones that I know probably aren't the ones. I called the Secret Service. They said, no, we're not on your computer. We don't have a case open on you. The second one was the CIA. No, we don't have any. And I called the FBI, and they said, how do you know? That was enough for me.
Yeah.
How do you know we're on your computer?
Yeah.
It's you.
Trust me, it's you.
It's been
insinuated by a few Anonymous members that I might be with the FBI. I am not. Is it a necessity? I work in child cases. I work in murder cases. Who informs them and provides them with the evidence that they are neglecting to bring to the table? That is what Anonymous does. So, you know, hence therefore, yeah, I hold hands in all realms. But I am 100% with you. I'm dealing with a nationwide group of very abusive, very harmful men. And I have a lot of men say to me, oh, you need to be in the protective hands of a violent man that is non-abusive. No, that's not the case. What these men need to see and what they need to have done to them is to be pillaged, raped, and robbed of everything that it is that thinks, that gives them this thought of false power and ability to bring about the abuse that is brought about to these women and these children. And the only person that can do that is a 100-pound woman like me.
Well, you know, and for those people out there that might believe for even one moment that this is one of the man-haters of the world, come on, she's on my show. She would have picked a woman.
Yeah, I'm
show
not a man hater. I'm a people
okay.
hater. I'm non-denominational.
Yeah, well, I don't hate people. I really can't. But there are some people, I have to admit, that I've more than thought about running out and with my car and just running them over a couple of times. But that doesn't mean that I hate people in general. I love the people. This is the only reason I do this, guys.
Yeah.
I
well,
care
exactly.
about you.
Yeah, we're out there and we're fighting a good fight for people that we don't know, people that are strangers to us, some people we will never meet. And we do it because we love the people. My hatred goes out to the uninformed, the uneducated. Socially correct. To be socially incorrect would be to use words that, such as retarded. There is only thing that is one that is less intelligent than that is an individual that has the ability and chooses not to know. And those are
right.
The people that I hate, because those
yes,
are the people.
Yes, thank you.
I
heard you say the uninformed earlier, and I wanted to correct you, because I don't hate the uninformed. I hate the people that refuse to be informed.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And they're the people that want to turn a blind eye. There's been a lot of people involved in the group that has stalked me and brought about this nightmare into my life. And the ones that feel and find themselves to be the good ones say, what's been done to her is wrong. I refuse to participate in what's being done to her. That makes them no better. And they need to understand that. You can turn a blind eye, but you are no different. You are one of the same. And I'm coming for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whew. Yeah. And, you know, continuing on into the, you know, you and I talked about, well, no, I'm sorry. You talked about the child trafficking industry. Folks, I've got a humongous section that is, for those of you that don't know, okay, which are very few, my daughter was taken from me and my wife. My wife's only daughter was taken from her at 7 days old. And we have been fighting these bastards for over a year and a half. Well, the tides are turning, because once I get this little story out in our local paper, which I will, okay, regardless of race, color, creed, origin, sex, or religion, once this gets out there and Iowa knows what's going on, you can best believe this state will come to its knees, because I've got enough on the corrupt in my state to tear it to shreds. Okay, I've got ceiling to ceiling. I got ceiling to floor evidence. Okay, these people will never get their hands on all of it. It's in five different places around the country. There's no way they'll ever figure out who. I've got my files are backed up for days. I protected myself every step of the way, and you folks can shut me up, but you're not going to shut everybody up. There's no freaking way, okay? There's too many people out there that are all about shouting the truth, and you can't shut us all up. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, and that needs to be understood also, is the value of backing up your data, backing up your information, backing up your evidence, and providing different venues to maintain it. Because, like I said, 2 years ago, prior to Christmas, in order to teach me a lesson for the evidence that I had accumulated against these groups of men, they had come and burned my house down. So
yeah.
In an effort to eliminate what it is that I had accumulated, and like you, I have it stored it in different safes, different areas, different places with different people around the country, and they're well informed that if anything is to happen to me, that all these files need to be released to the public, to the media, and to my anonymous family.
Right. Absolutely. You got to protect yourself from the truth or business, folks. You just got to, because if you don't, somebody will just decide that you're better off dead. So, yeah. Marnie, man, I haven't been through half the hell you have, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Just give me time. I'll piss off the right people. Trust me.
I think we're holding hands on a lot of different levels.
We have the
family, children, the protection of what that is, the value of our civil rights as United States citizens, and having that taken from another citizen that stands proud to be an American. There is nothing more defiling than that.
I agree. And I got to tell you, folks, for those of you that aren't aware of this yet, guys, and after Prohibition, the mob was never disbanded. Okay, I don't care if they arrested Al Capone and everybody went their own separate ways. I'm sorry. The mob was never disbanded. It reinvented itself, got elected to office, and infused our judiciary, okay? These people are so crooked that, let's look at just my case, okay? In the removal alone, there was at least 10 laws broken. Now, if I were to go out, let's say, to another case and perjure myself on the stand, I'd be in jail. Simple as that. If I forge my name to a check, I'm in jail. All right? These people can commit law infraction after law infraction after law infraction and never see a criminal charge. Never see a criminal charge.
One of the biggest problems is they become our political foundation. They have become the law enforcement foundation. Right now, I'm located in North Dakota. My reason being for my location is strictly because the state of North Dakota Police Department, or the State Department here, has proven that the law officers in the state of Florida and also Los Angeles were paid to stalk and attack me. I now have amnesty in the state of North Dakota. This is why I'm remaining here for the moment, and I'm fighting my battle from this location, which has got me displaced in a regional situation for my country and where I come from, but it's a place of protection, and it's that is one of our biggest fights. I had mentioned one of my Anon sisters earlier, Angela Childs. She is in an area in the vicinity of an area in which law enforcement was paid to attack me. I've got great concerns for her. She has lost her partner within the system. He was mysteriously passed away within our system. And this is how she has become about and become one of my warriors. And I have great admiration for this young lady. She's a beautiful, wonderful person. But this is what we need to address. And that is that they have, what you said is exactly correct. These criminals to become our system, and this is what we need to put an end to. And this is one of my fights is this law enforcement and educating people on their rights and how to deal with these officers, because they use the fear factor to manipulate. If people, you see a cop coming and you're acting all nervous, and then you know the scenario, but people. The problem is people don't know the laws. They're staying uninformed. One of my greatest disappointments in the United States citizen is the fact that our Constitution is written to make us the government. We are the government, and I'm constantly hearing my fellow country people say, "What can I do?" And what is really disappointing is what they don't realize is that it's up to them to do something. It is up to them. And they're not.
Absolutely. Wow. And you know, one of the things I've said many times to America is, folks, the problem here is not just government. It's not just CPS. It's not anonymous for sure. Okay? It's you. Okay? You have opted to not be involved in politics. You don't get involved in government. You don't care about conspiracy theories. Well, let me tell you something, folks. These conspiracy theories and theorists have proved their case more often than just about anybody I know. I've read up on conspiracy theories over the years, okay? A lot of them have been truth. A lot of them have been truth. And here's the problem. You know, government wants to hide themselves. They want to hide what they're doing. Well, of course they're going to invent something like conspiracy theorists, okay? Because they need to back off these people so that they don't get caught doing what they do. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you because we have a little time, of course. See, here we go. I've got to read this because this is just this is pretty good. I mean, I admit, I write good. Okay, so yes, without your knowledge, per usual, propaganda has been legalized again. By the way, since 2012, it was reinstated back as far as the Bush days. How did this get by us and escape our notice? Come on, folks. Have you ever heard 99% of the population use this sentence? I'm not into politics or conspiracy theories. There's only one problem with that logic, America, and it comes with two glaring parts. Part A, all the problems in this country has had, is having, and can expect to see an exponential growth of in the upcoming years is politically driven or is political in cause, effect, and nature. There's another part of this problem listed in Part A, too. The real problem here is you, because you opt to be ignorant of politics. Politics has become a clear, unencumbered, and unobstructed road with which to sneak everything by you without your notice. Well, what about Congress, you ask? Our elected officials who represent us here in Washington, D.C., our last real defense against definable tyranny and tyrants. Well, it is it, as well as our Constitution, as you might remember me saying, we have not had it in force since 1871, is joining the side that's winning, and that side of late is not us. Thanks to my physical presence in Washington, D.C. this year and wanting to present the issues of my case to someone who might actually give a damn, I discovered something very important as well as very disturbing. Our elected officials aren't much representative of us anymore. They are not only not representative of us, they pretty much ignore us altogether, or at the very most might deliver us some form letters concerning our matter. Some I received didn't even cover what I'd written about at all into our email and mail. Part B, the terms conspiracy theories, and of course the term that covers their supposed originators, conspiracy theorists, were concocted quickly by our government sometime around the Kennedy assassination, then spread like wildfire in the press and the media at that time. To be a matter of fact, yes, it was very easily believed at that time that there was actually a mass group of idiots masquerading as logical and self-aware people out there. They didn't wave their little flags around as much as they used to because they had somehow managed to stumble on proof that actually showed what they were doing and what the government had already been doing up to this time and have continued to do exponentially worse with each passing decade right through our present day. Conspiring against the best interests of we the people and against what used to be our sovereign republic. Oh, pshaw, you tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, you say? Well, these terms only passed by us and were accepted and circulated widely among us for only one reason, back in the days of Kennedy, because back then it hadn't been quite known to what extent our government would someday turn against its people, would get drunk on its own supposed power, nor would it ever be known the atrocities they had already committed up to that date. We trusted our government a lot more back then, and we as a people were, in general, much more trusting and trustworthy, as well as more mentally stable. We were, in all actuality, quite easily led and culturally primed upon hearing the aforementioned term and what it supposedly defined this rogue segment of the populace as, and finally accepted their existence, which was, of course, just what the government of that day wanted. The government of those days actually was firing against the American people quite often and quite atrociously, and had been since the turn of the 20th century. I'm sure that they tired of having to defend themselves against the people discovering crimes it was committing more often right under their noses. The government of that time realized that the people were beginning to see certain discrepancies and hypocrisies in their operations concerning things and events that were happening around us and wanted to turn the people's thinking the other way as well as away from the facts that proved that the government was behind and indeed involved in these supposed imagined conspiracies. With the invention of the term conspiracy theorist, as well as a foothold of that term in our language, the government had an excuse and a reason to blame all their boo-boos on us and our belief in those boo-boos, as well as our belief that the government might be involved in, well, everything, untoward. This ushered in our complacency, as well as assured us that our government was only concerned with the welfare of the American citizen. And what if the belief in conspiracy theories and theorists didn't work anymore, and the people would start believing that maybe it wasn't so much of a conspiracy? There was, in Kennedy's time, an ace in the hole for government, a growing and revolutionary way to eventually call us all mentally ill upon demand, and in some cases mad or dangerous. There are some new words out there that you folks probably haven't heard of as yet, but soon will, I guarantee, as the next months roll by. Us free thinkers are actually called constitutionalists or freedom lovers now in Washington, D.C. And if that doesn't do the trick, well, there's always the last term of resort to use instead, domestic terrorists. Thanks to the advent of mass quantities of mental disorders that were due to crop up and increase in number to nearly, what, over a quarter of the populace now? Funny how we never seemed to be mentally disabled back in the 50s, but now depression is pushing to be the number one mentally diagnosed illness in this country soon enough. If I was lucky 40 years ago, I might have met one actually depressed person per decade. But now I meet him at a rate of about two every hour. Funny how that happened, isn't it? Saying he or she or they are conspiracy theorists and burning those activists, anti-government they call these folks now, peaceful protesters and the like, at the stake for treason is not so unreasonable a solution to the issue of civil unrest for these criminals in operation of our aforementioned government. Do not so lightly dismiss the possibility if you know what's good for you. After what the majority of us awake people have seen in the last couple of years, nothing would surprise us. As for what new and fresh hell our elected folks in Washington may try and present us with, while they are sure to commit even more horrific crimes in our more immediate future, I think it's time that you are made aware of what these folks are and have been for some time.
I would love to address that. That's an issue that I just spoke widely on within my group most recently. What we're doing is we are being raised to be conformist. You tell a child, if you don't do what you're told, you'll get time out. If you don't, we're sending our children to educational systems where if you don't do what you're told, you get suspension. In your workplace, if you don't perform, you lose your job. And in society, if you don't do X, Y, and Z, you will go to jail. All of these punishments are consistent of one thing, and it's social inacceptancy. And we've got one generation teaching and training the generation behind us this conformity. And it begins with putting a two-year-old in timeout. What we need to do is we need to take our children. We need to give them choices. We need to teach them how to make these choices and make these choices well. We need to raise leaders and stop raising followers. The United States citizen has become nothing more than a breeder sow with its head in a trough. And as long as it's comfortable and it's well-fed, it's not my problem. This is something that I hear consistently from people. What can I do? I am one person. It is not my problem. Yes, it is your problem. It is all of our
problems. It's always your problem.
And it's everyone's responsibility. And this is what's aggravating me. Is that, and when we talk about hate, this is where my hatred goes. We need to raise leaders. They don't need to lead multitudes of people, but at least teach your kids how to lead themselves. And stop, the American people, they need to get their head out of the trough. Because, well, all of those around them are being slaughtered. They're shocked and surprised when they come for them, And this is what is going to bring about our demise. And something really needs to be done. And I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about the FEMA camps. I'm very concerned about so many things that the American people just want to turn a blind eye to. And it's time to wake up the people. It's time to take responsibility. And it is time to fight.
Yep, I agree. Well,
silent.
Couldn't have said that. Well, I could have said that better, but I didn't really want to take the time to try. no, I'm just kidding. That was very, very eloquent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'm not very good with eloquence.
Excuse
me? Like
I thought
is.
You did pretty well. I don't know. But anyway, guess what time it is, kids? It's time to call out what's going on around here. Because some of you are just joining us, don't really have any idea what's going on. Well, geez, we got a few more callers in the call queue. I'm going to tell you, if you have arrived here just recently and would like to speak to somebody, please press the number 1 on your phone, and we may bring you in. I've got a couple of disguised callers that would like to speak up, if you don't mind, Marnie. Is that all right with you?
Oh, perfectly fine with me. That's what we're here for.
Oh, great. Because I was both, I'm sure we were both starting to run out of things to say right off the bat. So we'll see what we got here. I'm going to tell you, well, you know, I have no way to identify you at all now because before I could usually just call out your number, but this is 11111, and that could be either one of two of you. So I'm just going to tell you, you are now on the air. One of you, start speaking, and maybe you'll get to say something. Hello?
Hello?
There you are.
Hello.
Who do I got on the air?
Well, I think it's John. I'm not sure which
John.
Line it's on. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know which line it's on because you're both disguised, so I can tell. Now,
well, hell, I guess
John,
that's what anonymous
John,
is all
this
about,
would be
right?
John Doe, is that correct?
Well, I think I'm up on the screen as John Arndt.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Well, that John. I had another John that was disguised that was John Doe. So, you know.
No, I don't have a disguise yet.
Okay. Well, you never know. Yes, John, what would you like to contribute today and or ask Marnie?
Well, I've been listening since beginning of the show. I'm a newbie at this. My first, I guess, interest was piqued by the CYS operations going on. And then to continue on to the fact that most people don't know what's going on also piqued my attention. And I have my own theories about that, and I believe that the reason for the vast ignorance and apathy is basically the lack of community. We don't go to churches so much. We don't go to bars so much. We don't meet. People don't meet face-to-face. People
yeah.
send emails.
And I've got something to say Facebook. About that, too. I got something to say about that, too. I believe that we have been disconnected on purpose. This is
absolutely.
By design, folks.
Absolutely,
100%. There's no question.
Get me an Obama phone so I can text you.
Right. Yeah, and then there's the plugs in our ears to listen to our music and shut everybody out. I mean, it's much easier to shut out the world and not have to deal with pain and witness other people's suffering. And I mean, this is all by design. I mean, we used to skip out of our driveways and, hey, John, hey, George, how's it going? You know, and now
absolutely.
You know, we hear our doorknobs
area.
Rattle and we've got the dogs out. You know, I mean, this is the way we've been raised.
Sure. If you're scared, you need somebody to save you, of course. Because nowadays we don't really know our neighbors, so we have to call 911.
Yeah.
And I think that's
and
a tragedy.
I agree with your lack of community to a certain extent, but I do believe that it all is personal choice. I have made greater connections. I have learned more by adapting and using my ability to communicate with people around the world, which is, when used properly, and with a need to be informed and to learn, gives a greater opportunity to hold hands. I mean, I'm sure you both recall back in the day, you would get a pen pal maybe at school. They would sign you somebody in another country on the other side of the world so that you could learn through them. Now we have this vast means of education and learning and lesson in communicating with people around the world. I think it all boils down to an individual's choice whether or not to utilize that or
correct.
To deny it.
Correct. And I agree
sure.
with that to a certain degree as well. I believe that the internet has a good side and a bad side, just like everything else. And,
oh, absolutely.
And it, yeah, and I believe that a lot of the disconnect is government driven, folks. It's government driven. I mean, for one thing, technologies have been pushed on us that force our separation. I mean, we basically stare into the phone and text somebody rather than call them up and say, "Hey, what's going on?" I mean, it's one of those things that we've come to accept and we've dealt with. And then there's the fact that fear separates us very well. We have the media and we have TV in general that brainwashes us into believing that we're afraid of everything.
Well,
and people don't understand
that. The foundation of this separation is the breakdown of the family morals.
Absolutely.
In the family unit.
Absolutely.
In the United States, and this is a great deal to do with ripping these children from their homes and denying this family unit is the individualization of each person. And this is why I refer to the American citizen as becoming a breeder sow. They're maintaining their cage as long as they're fed and comfortable. They're content,
right.
And they're not realizing this separation. And I think that the basis of all of it is the foundation of family.
Absolutely.
When you know, and this is when you talk about the government forcing this on us. I think the force is through the breakdown of the family
yep.
unit.
It's inspired through language and law. I became
yep.
aware
and
of
and that's the other thing,
system.
Education as well. Education.
Well, sure.
Well.
Why is it that yeah. the lawyers speak a different language than you?
Well, exactly. And I've written several articles about that as well. I think it's part of the con game. There's no question on that answer.
So why do we keep playing
yeah.
it? That's been I've
well,
been
and there's
many,
the other
many
question.
Times.
There's the other question. Why do we keep playing this game? I don't know.
Fear is derived through lack of understanding. People fear what they don't understand. So you throw a bunch of big words out there and they feel displaced. So they tend to go back to the corner and shut up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I
mean, that's and even the smallest of arguments, that's a tactic. Just to overstep somebody's knowledge of, again, language. You've
absolutely.
Made your case, they can't defend it. And as long as they keep changing the words, I mean, look at the words in Pennsylvania. You go in for child support, they call it domestic relations. Well, that sounds pretty nice. And if you look at the cover of the handout they give you, they got some lovely-looking child with a very happy look on his face and contentment in his mother, and it looks very utopian. And then you step in there, and they try to cut your head off with a corn husker.
Oh, and this is what the deal was with soft language too. This is why we've softened our language, is because we first of all, we just don't want people to feel the harshness of what's going on. And the other thing is to make things seem nicer than they are. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, a shell shock, you know, became post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, I mean, like George Carlin used to say, you know, it's those kind of things. And I hate soft language. I think it's bullshit. If you're blind, you're blind, okay? There's no,
yeah.
you're not the unseeing. You're not the, you know, I mean, this is the
political
the,
correctness
the,
is a scourge upon us all.
The vision
sure.
disadvantaged. I mean, come on, you're just blind. That's all there is to
yeah.
it. And people are so soft now that they can't even handle a sentence, and they're already offended, and they're walking away. And, you know, and this is all by design, folks. It's all by design. Caller, I'm going
to
have to cut.
People by what feels good as opposed to what is good.
Right.
You can say,
absolutely.
You know, look at the whole sexual revolution, and we go on in the normal streets or on the normal television every day. It's all about your feelings. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it feels good to feel sorry for somebody. It feels good to defend everybody that does wrong because you feel like a human. But the fact is, if you're going to do good, you should eliminate some of the problems.
Absolutely. I've got to cut you off, caller. I've got some other callers I got to get in. John, I'm sorry. John, thank you very
that's
much
very,
for your
that's
time.
That's fine.
But I'm just going to put you back in headphones. You're not going to get cut off or anything. I'm just going to put you back in headphones for a minute. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate that. Okay. I've got another caller of 1111111111. You know, all those numbers. 111, you're on the air. Who are you?
John Doe, pseudonym.
The other John. How you doing, John Doe? What's happening?
Yeah, cinnamon, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I was just reflecting back on what was being talked about earlier, and it kind of coincides with what you guys are saying even now. In today's society, with the evolution of information and just the onslaught of a higher level of knowledge, we went through that MTV, you know, stage of our change, where we want everything quick and fast, fastality, and we don't want to have to justify or reason anything that we think or say. We just want to do whatever feels good. And so we end up walking on top of each other and roughshod over each other, and it becomes this survival of the fittest, only the strong survive mentality. And even like you were saying about education, well, if some of us that are more educated than others and we use that as a weapon to beat others, well, we can do it ignorantly or we can do it willfully. The sad part of it is we're not concerned and considerate of others, even when they're our enemies, because if we're only good as our weakest link, then we're only good as how we treat our enemies. And
right.
It's a really tricky thing that goes on there, because I can have more knowledge than certain people, but then there's other people that have more knowledge than me, depending on what the topic is and in what stage of my development in life it is, because I'm not, you know, I'm learning as I go, and some of us take advantage of each other because of that learning, and some of us try to be more considerate, but that even changes at different times in our stage of life. We get so desperate trying to make ends meet day to day, we become the wolf all of a sudden, but then when things are, you know, beating me down, feeling weak, then I start lashing out in a different way until I feel broken, and then I start looking for others to help me.
Yep. Yep. Marnie, you got anything to add to that?
Well, and that's exactly what he's saying, is the venue that I'm trying to provide for the people with and through Anonymous Warriors. It's a place that we can share our knowledge and information, and people can perceive it at their own personal experience, and so that it's not overspoken, and it doesn't go by anyone. It gives everyone a chance and opportunity to perceive and take in that information as they have time, as they choose, and to comment and inform and give their perceptions as well, and have that available to everyone. Without, you know, being superseded within a moment.
Absolutely. Very good. John, anything else you'd like to say?
Pretty much just it's a tricky maintain growth and maintain harmony and unity with my fellow man, and you can't really tell who's trying to take advantage of you and who's trying to help you, and then that will change your own perspective of how you should move forward, depending on a whole lot. I mean, it's very confusing. I don't even know if I'm definitely not a great presenter, so I need you guys' help to even say what I need to say.
I don't think so. I think you say it just fine, John Doe. All right. I appreciate your input today, John. I'm going to put you back in the headphones. I got some more callers I'd like to bring in, if you don't mind.
All love, brother.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
It's all
and
love.
You have a hell of a day. Please stick around. I've got one more caller, and I do have two more new ones in the queue. If you would like to speak, please press the number one, and I will pick you eventually. I've got one more caller here. This is, my caller just went back out again. Oh, no, now he's back in. Okay. 8410, you are pretty much on the air. Who do I got?
Christopher Bruce, Anna Harris.
Anna Harris!
Hi.
What's happening, my friend?
How are you?
This is the other anonymous, in my opinion. Okay, this is the woman of the hour right here.
I'm the recruiter. I'll be your anonymous warrior recruiter, I suppose.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Anna, you want to introduce yourself to everybody? World, Anna World. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know how much about if I'm good at presenting, but on the air, but I recruit like there is no other, and I think everyone should switch over immediately because the corruption is has taken over, and come on, let's take it back. You know, I think it's about time, and Illuminati already, come on. Like, I mean, the 1%, we already have them overtaken in numbers, and I'll put my name out there all the way. I mean, within Hollywood itself already, we have people, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube,
let's not forget the second generation outlaws. Oh my God, I love them. X-Con, Pistola, Apache Rider. Thank you very much, guys, for everything you do out there. You're listening. I know you are. Theodore Booker, all you people out there. Tyler Nelson.
Add anything, like, you know, I mean, look at it. We're getting them from within, as we should, because we're an operation of love. And I have a little paper. I want to kind of clear up something on the air that I have a million people asking this all the time. So maybe if I can clear this up for whoever's listening, but I'm in the dark because I'm outside having a cigarette.
Don't worry, we got your back, man. Go ahead.
But as far as anonymous warriors go, the mask, everybody asked me, what the mask? The mask is scariest, this is that. Watch V is for Vendetta. Yeah, it's a movie, but, you know, there's a lot of things you can take from that, you know, read the book, watch the movie. But as far as that goes, though, we wear the mask so when we're seen in public, we're judged only as a whole. You know, it's not by gender, you know, religion, race, or creed. The mask represents an idea, not a group, not a gang. It's an idea of equality. A unity of all humankind. We are against the corrupt leaders, not all leaders, the corrupt leaders of this entire planet, not of America, not of all, like, the corrupt leaders, okay? Let's get that down pat, okay, guys? Of this entire planet, the corrupt leaders, okay? Let me say that one more time. And it's not an idea to capitalize or gain attention. It's an awakening. This is an awakening. This is a message. It's for the people, and it's freedom. And it's freedom in its truest form. And that's what I want to say to everybody about what the mask is. It's to put everyone on the same level. And if I can't say it in no other way, that's what it is.
And that's what it was like the last caller had mentioned. This person might be more informed on this subject or that subject or whatever. It brings about a unity amongst all of us. So
correct.
We are one.
Yes, and, we are one, and that's how we all should be across the planet. And these people that are trying to divide and do everything, you know, I'm sure you're the same way. What was your name, baby? What was her name?
She's not
your
talking
name?
To me. She knows me. She knows who I am.
Marnie.
Marnie.
Yeah. Well, okay, Marnie. Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm sure you have a million friends on your Facebook, and they're from everywhere. And it's so cool that you have maybe friends that are, you know, 78 friends, and you're from Paris, and they're from, you know, India, and this and this and this and that. And you have greetings from all these places, and, you know, not everybody has that. Everybody might have one, you know, their friends from their only from their hometown or this or that. And that's cool, too. Whatever floats your boat. But, you know, I think that's really cool to outsource and have friends from all different places and say you're going to travel and you can say, oh, I'm going to stay with you or see you and have a lunch with you when I'm in traveling and I'm in Paris. You know, that's really neat. And that's a cool thing in life because life's short and grab it and go.
I'm hooking you two up after the show. You know this, don't you?
Well, you know, what I enjoy about it is because I am so involved in the Anonymous family, and I do work with a good Anonymous sister of mine in Germany, and closing the gap of language. We had spoke about that, the lack of understanding, and how that can bring about a breakdown of movement forward. It's all about working together. It's all about being a unity of one person together. Beyond borders. I will have the great pleasure of hearing about the Safe Winter Sect and all of the great things that they did today on the other side of the world. And it's about being a part of my family.
Safe Sect is giving away, just to let you know, on Facebook is giving away a whole bunch of 420 stuff today if you just go write a comment. So go write your name in a comment and they're giving away a whole bunch of stuff.
Yay. Don't tell me that.
Yes.
Yeah, really. That's what I'm thinking.
But I thought I was going to I'm like, I'm in there. Well, I've got to run, Christopher Bruce. It was nice meeting you, Mari, on air. I'm not really good with the on-air stuff. But
oh, come on.
I look forward,
I look forward to working with you
in the future.
Okay,
yeah.
All
well,
right.
I'm hooking you guys up after the show. I'm telling you right now. Maybe even during the show. I don't even know yet. But we'll get to
it. Facebook info. There you go.
Yep. There you go.
And prayers and light work for my dad because I found out that he has cancer, please.
Oh, shit.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I've got some stuff for you. I got some stuff for you, Anna Harris. I think you'll like it when I get it to you.
Okay.
So,
I love you.
That, and it concerns that particular subject. So.
Okay.
All right. I got you.
Merry Christmas. Jingle, jingle all the way.
Get out of here, girl. Shit. All
right.
Wrong
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I got a couple more callers in the background here. One has been here since the beginning. They've been on hold for about 25 minutes. I'm sure they're just listening. I do have a new caller. So if you want to call and talk, that number, 347-850-1243, when you get here, if you get here, press the number 1 on your phone. That lets me know that you want to speak. So, yeah, and then I just chased them out of the room. So they're gone now. Yeah, so you guys, Marnie, I know you're a real busy girl, and we can wait a few minutes, see if anybody else wants to call in. If you want to ditch the show early, hey, I don't have any problem getting off early. So, you know, if that's on you, if you'd like to speak some more about anything, shoot.
I really, you know, it's a great being able to communicate with people that have the same concerns. And as you do, different subjects arise, and it gives a really great forum to continue into different branches and different subjects. So off the top of my head, really, I'm pretty much have covered everything that I have. I'd like to welcome anyone that would like to be informed or learn about Anonymous or what it is or where they would benefit participation the most. their location, any needs they have. I'd like to welcome them to Anonymous Warriors, came to put them in the right hands and help direct them to make the world a better place for all of us.
Amen to that. God knows that's probably our first priority for sure.
Well, and there's so many people that, and they're uninformed. They have good intention. They don't understand what we are, who we are. The mask kind of throws them a little bit. I'm glad that she took the time to express that. It gives us a certain unity. It takes away. We have no leaders because there is no one of us better or less than the other. We all have our contributions
right.
to make. We all have our concerns, and one down, one person down, it needs to be lifted. And so it's all about togetherness, working together, and being one, and taking away from all the stigmas that's been placed on different religions, different races, different people, different sexualities, and it eliminates that entirely. But I'm here. I've got a great group of people working together. You're one of them. And I'd like to welcome anyone that wants to participate, learn what it is that we are. I'd like to welcome them to my group. And any questions, nothing is denied. So welcome, everyone, to Anonymous Warriors, and I hope to hear from you all.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. All right, we're going to go ahead, guys. I don't get to do this a whole lot of times, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and call this a day, only because I can. Because it's my show. Marnie, thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you, Anna Harris. Much love to all of you. Please come back Monday. We'll be here. Have a good day.